Okay, if you drop it and crack, you say that glass broke. Okay. And oh, I didn't mean to. You might say, oh, I didn't mean to
say such and such a thing.
All right. Or if you didn't mean to drop the glass and it did break, you might say, I didn't mean to break.
I don't believe anybody intends to break one, but they'll drop it sometime anyway.
All right. And you say, every time I take something down off that top shelf, I seem to break it, or every time I've taken it down from there, I have dropped it and
broken.
Okay. And you might say, if you drink a lot of chocolate milk, you might say, all my life I have.
No, I've just drank it for the last few years. Oh. Just got started on it for the last 7 or 8 years.
Okay.
Because I found out that would keep me going till lunch.
Sure. And if you have company come for dinner, when dinner's on the table and everybody's standing around, what do you say to them to tell them to come to the table? You might say, come on and
sit down, have a seat.
Okay.
Can't get around. My kitchen's too small.
All right. And then after someone went to the table and he pulled out the chair and he
turned it over.
Okay, or just he got into the chair and sat down, you'd say, he sat down at the table and started to eat. Just say that for me.
He started to eat.
Okay, and he got into the chair, he sat at the
table.
How's that?
Sit down.
Okay. And yesterday he
spilled something out of it.
Okay, and if you want to say, every time he comes to my house, he sits in that chair. Yesterday, he in that chair.
And that chair was put on it.
All right. How would you say it? The word sit in there. Yesterday, he what?
He sit.
How?
Sit.
Okay. And he has every day. He has in that chair.
One chair.
Okay. He has how do you say that? He has
in that one chair. He sits in.
Okay. And if you want to tell people to get food from the different things on the table, you might say, now you go ahead and
help yourself.
Okay. And after he had already helped himself, would you say? How would you say? After you've already helped yourself, pass it on to somebody?
Pass it on around to her.
Okay.
Then ask them what they want to drink.
Okay. And if you decide not to eat something and somebody says, won't you have some of this? You might say, oh, no, I don't. For any. I don't.
So you better eat or something like that.
And if somebody's trying to tell you to eat something and you don't want it, you might say, oh, no, thank you. I don't.
Don't want it. Don't eat it. Give me indigestion.
Okay. And food that's cooked and served a second time, what do you say that is?
Leftovers.
Okay. And if it's been heated a second time, you might say it's been
done eat enough.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't like it over the second day, no way.
Right.
But I do eat it. I'll eat on anything 2 days and then I put it up, come back to it some other time.
Right. If you put food in your mouth, then you begin to
chew.
And then what about a dish that was made out of meal a long time ago, kind of like a cereal?
I'm not choke.
I don't know. Maybe take cornmeal and put milk and water in it and heat it. Something they fix for invalids sometimes.
You know, soup, kind of a soup.
Kind of like a soup, but just with cornmeal, not with vegetables in it. Do you make?
No, I don't, but you know, when my mother was living this way, she wanted.
What did she call that, dear?
Soup.
Really?
Really, soup, you know. Maybe just have that water hot and put a little salt and black pepper and a little onion in there and stir it up.
Mm-hmm.
It'd do her more good than anything. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know what you would call it.